Today I want to speak about one of the great persons. He is called Ezra. I give you a very brief introduction to the personality of Ezra. You know, when Israel and Jude sinned against God for a long time, they were taken to the captivity. Because of their sin, although many of the prophets told them that they have to repent, but they insisted to sin more and more, at last they were taken to the captivity. You know the captivity? In Babylon. For 70 years. After the 70 years, according to the divine promise, they returned on three groups. The first group, under the leadership of a person called Zerubbabel, and also the priest Joshua. The second group, under the leadership of Ezra. The third, under Nehemiah. How many groups?
Three.
The first, under the leadership of Zerubbabel. The second, Ezra. The third, Nehemiah. Why God permitted that the return from Babylon to Jerusalem were in three stages, and every stage under the leadership of different leader. God wants to tell us that we are here in this world. Our life is a trip, journey. We have to go to Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, to heaven itself. And there are many stages or many groups. When the first time the king said any person from the Jews want to return, it is a permit for all of them. It is free. Anyone can go. Only 50,000 persons, the men, with their families return, although at that time they were more than 1 or 2 million. But only who accepted to return to Jerusalem, only about 50,000 men. Under the leadership of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was from the, his grandfather was David, the king, and he was a royal man. After about 60 years, then the second group under the leadership of Ezra. He was a scribe. He loved the Bible, the Old Testament. He enjoyed the Bible. He was a scribe for the king, and he was a scribe. He used to write the Bible. He enjoyed the study of the Bible. He was a man of God and so on. The third person was, or after 13 or 14 years, the third group, Nehemiah. And it was one of the laymen. The first was a royal person. The second was a priest and a scribe. The third was layman. Why he chose three different persons? He wants to tell us God is working by all mankind, with the priest, with the layman, with the king, with the great man, with the poor man, with every person. He wants to work for the salvation of mankind. He wants to work in his church by every human being. Then the three groups grants us the hope. God is working, and God wants to work with me, and in me. It is my honor that I work with him for the salvation of mankind. Second thing, there are three groups. The first one, and at the time of the king of, called Cyrus, king of Persia, after about 60 years, the second group, The third after 13 or 14 years. What does it mean? It means God called all mankind. Not all of them accepted or they have responded on this call. Many accepted that, but others said no. We enjoy the world. We don't want to go to Jerusalem. We don't want to be saved. We don't want to enjoy the church. He called them for the second time, sent another leader. Some accepted, and the others also refused. It's the third time. It means God is working through all the generations, and He wants all mankind to enjoy the heavenly Jerusalem. I try to just give some comments, brief comments, from the book of Ezra, chapter 8, from the verse 15 to the end, on some words here. He tried to describe what happened in the area of the captivity and how he started the procession or the group from this area to Jerusalem. What he said: "Now I gather them by the river that flows at Ahava, and we camped there 3 days, and I looked among the people and the priests and found none of the sons of Levi there." How he started? He went near a river, which is called Ahava. It is perhaps a stream flowing from the river of Euphrates River. And all the people at that time, about 1,500 men, about 8,000 people, all the children, the ladies, men, and young people, about 8,000. And they became there for how long? How many days? 3 days. 3 days. When we speak about the 3 days, what we remember? What is the great event which happened for 3 days? In the grave. Jesus Christ was in the grave, and then He was risen. Then we can't start from this world to be in heaven unless we enjoy the risen life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is near the river, it is near the font of baptism. It means we have to be supported by the work of the Holy Spirit in baptism, and we enjoy the risen Christ, and thus it is not the work of Ezra, it is not the work of the priests, it is not the work of the Levi, it is not the work of the laymen, it is not the work of angels or any of the heavenly hosts. It is the work of the Lord Himself, who was risen, who accepted to lay His soul, and He accepted death and accepted to be risen. Then if we want to work on the right way, the right track, and we want all mankind to enjoy the heavenly life, it is not in my strength. It is not in my power. I haven't the power for myself to be risen from the grave and to be in heaven. It is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone has the power, the authority, the strength to grant men the risen life. Then I want to ask myself, even here in the conference, what is our aim? What is our purpose in our conference? Why we are coming? Why we are serving? Why we are reading the Bible? Why we are worshiping God? Why? One thing, we want to go to heaven and all mankind to share us this kind of life, that we are on our way to heaven itself. He spoke about a very serious problem. What he said. In verse 15 he said, "I looked among the people I looked among the people and the priests and found none of the sons of Levi there. You know the Levi? They are working in the house of God, Solomon's temple. What does it mean? The Levi, surely they were in the captivity, and the majority less than 70 years. They didn't see the temple. They didn't taste the sweetness of serving God. Then when Ezra said, oh, we are going to the temple of God, we want to go to Jerusalem, the Levi said, oh, we are busy. We are busy in our work. We are busy with our families. We have our business. We don't want to Jerusalem and to serve God in the temple of God. And according to Moses' law, they haven't permission to buy any land just to serve and to receive more than what they need. But they don't say. They do not accept that. They said, oh, we only want to be here in the captivity. We have our business and our families and so on. The people, the laymen, were very eager. They want to go to Jerusalem. They want to serve God. They said, oh, for a long time, perhaps many of us, we didn't see Jerusalem. We didn't see the temple even one time. Now we want to go like our fathers and to be in the city of God, Jerusalem. Many of the people were inflamed with love to God, while those who serve God were very lazy and they were involved in the world. In fact, this verse is very serious, because we don't say, because I am a priest, because I am a deacon, because I am a bishop, I will go heaven. No. If we are serious in our service, in our ministry, if we are looking to heaven, if we are inflamed with the divine love, if we are taking care of every child that he or she would enjoy the heaven life, then we are prepared to the heaven life. Then we do not trust just that we are serving God. No. God is not looking for the formalities. God is looking to what? To our hearts. We want all mankind. We are praying to those who are in Africa, to those who are in Asia, to those who are in United States, to those who are in Europe, in Australia, everywhere. We hope the whole world, all mankind, to enjoy this trip from this world to the world to come, from this earth to heaven. After that, in verse 16, he said, then I sent to Eleazar and so on, and I gave them a command for Edo, the chief man at the place Casiphia, and I told them what they should say to Edo and his brethren, the Nethinim at the place Casiphia, that they should bring us servants for the house of our God. When he looked, there is no one of the Levi. He said, how is it? How the priests, the laymen came and they enjoy the trip, while the Levi, who are the servants to serve in the temple of God, didn't came. He asked one of the chiefs to go and to speak with them. Unfortunately, just little bit of those accepted to go, but many of them didn't accept to go with Ezra and to enjoy the service of God. He said, verse 18, then by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding, of the son of Mahali, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and so on. He told us the names of the Levi who accepted to come with them. In verse 21, يبقى at first where they went near the river of Ahav. Second thing, they stayed for how long? How many days? 3 days. And first thing, we can't start our trip unless we enjoy baptism. Second thing, we can't enjoy it unless we share the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, His burial in the tomb, and His resurrection. After that, he said, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, and to seek from Him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. What about the feelings of Ezra? He didn't came before. He haven't this trip before. He didn't see Jerusalem. He just heard from his fathers, his parents, from grandfathers, and so on, that Jerusalem is the city of God, and how they enjoyed the worship in the temple of God. But he didn't went before to Jerusalem. He has a lot of people, 8,000 persons, many children, and he didn't know what he will do. There is no any arrangement. He didn't say, oh, if any person is sick, we haven't doctors, we haven't medicine. If a person is in need of something, what we will do? This trip, for how many days? For 4 months, and about 120 days. And there are many children, they are walking by feet for those 4 months. He said, oh, we have to be supported. If we are in his situation, what we will do? We said, oh, we have 8,000 persons. We are in need of at least some doctors. We are in need of a lot of food. How, if we are in thirsty, how we will bring water? And we have to arrange. If a child is in need of something, what we will do? No. Ezra, the man of the Bible, he trusted God. And he said, we are in need of one thing. We have to trust in Him, to be supported by Him, to enjoy His word, and surely we will be victorious, we will be successful. We are in need. If we want to serve God, not just to have a plan, we are in need a lot of money, we have in need of medicine, we have in need of food. How can we speak with others? How we can learn to be in contact with any people? The first thing, we are in need of God. God is the leader. God is the physician. God the supporter of everything to us. If we are supported by Him, then surely we will be very successful. And this is the mystery of the victory of Ezra. He was a man of God, and he trusted in God. Therefore, he commanded, or he proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahab. He asked for fasting and humble ourselves before God. When we become humble, like Saint Mary, He will support us. When we are proud and we trust in ourselves, in our abilities and so on, then He will take off His hand from us. In verse 22, he said, for I was ashamed to request for the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road. I don't know if you will go from here to Nairobi. It will take how many days? I don't know how many miles from here to Nairobi. This was about 140 kilometers and about 1,000 miles. If as a group and you have children and you are going from here to Nairobi, and this area full of persons who are, they are very dangerous and so on, what you will say? Oh, we have to be supported by arms or by soldiers and so on. Especially Ezra and his people know that all this way was crowded with many tribes who were against them. They didn't want them to return to Jerusalem. He was ashamed. What he will say to the king? We are afraid. Afraid of whom? Of people? Afraid of Satan? Afraid of what? He didn't ask the king. He said, no, we have our king, the king of kings. We have our soldiers, the angels, the archangels, the cherubim, the seraphim. We are supported. Therefore, we are not in need to ask the king or to say to him, there are a lot of many tribes against us in the road. There are many thieves and so on. No, no. We are supported with God. He can protect us and He can guide us. I don't know how He was working there. At that time, He has no maps to know that the way, no guides to guide Him where is the way or the road to Jerusalem. I don't know how Ezra was working, but I know one thing. He believed in God. And he believed it is not his word, it is a divine word. And surely God is with him. There is a very nice verse here, what he said here. In verse 23, he said, so we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. He answered our prayer. How he knew that God answered his prayer. He felt he was in peace of God. He was full of joy. He was with all the people as if they were the camp of God. And thus he believed God accepted his fasting, humbleness, and also their prayers. Just verse 31. He spoke from verse 24 to 30 how he accepted the gifts. The king granted them gifts. The great men, counselors, gave them gifts. The people, even the pigeons, non-believers, or those who believe in idols and so on, they give gifts. They said, oh, we look in Ezra is a man of God. And surely he is supported of God. Even the families who didn't believe in God of Israel said, can you accept this silver, this gold, this money, and so on? And can you take these things to the temple of God? In verse 31, he described all this trip. I hope that we concentrate on this. Verse 31. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the road. For 4 months, can you tell us what happened? He said, I didn't see anything. Just I saw the hand of God upon me and upon the people, the priests, the Levi, all those who were with me. It was not my procession, it is the divine procession. It is not my work, it is the divine work. He protected us, and we start from the river of Ahava until Jerusalem. Can you tell us what happened? He said, yes, I can tell you. There were a lot of enemies. And what happened? God protected us. Many want to steal all what we have, gold, silver, the vessels, and so on. But I don't know how we overcome them. It is not our way. We are in need, all of us, here in Kenya or in Egypt or wherever we are in the divine procession. We are belonging to God Himself. We are under His protection. And when we are working, we have to expect what? A lot of enemies will become against us. When there is no struggling, it means we are on the right or the wrong way. Wrong or right? Wrong. If we are, there are many people or persons or many events struggling against us, we are on the wrong, in what? On the right way.
When devil fight us, why devil fight us? Why devil is always willing to fight us?
He is not struggling against us. He is struggling against God, who is within us. Therefore, the battle is not against us. It is the battle against whom? Christ, who is within our heart. I want to see at the end, what about their behavior in Jerusalem? When they arrived to Jerusalem, what they did? It is very marvelous. What about their behavior? At first, he said, verse 32, so we came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. When they started, how many days they were near the river? How many days? 3 days. When they entered Jerusalem, how many days? 3 days. Imagine you are one of them and you are returning to your country and you didn't see it from your peers, because they were in captivity. And just you heard from your father, your mother, your relatives, oh, when we were young, we were in Jerusalem, in the area of Israel, in the area of Jude, and so on. If when you arrive, what we do? Oh, you will say, where I will stay? How can I be in contact with my relatives? I want to see my relatives and so on. They didn't move. They said, we arrived. We have to stay 3 days, giving thanks to God that we returned. We became at home. Then 3 days before they started, they said, we can't move unless you become in front of us. Wash us, as Sayyidina said. Support us. Grant us to walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were working very hard, but in the Lord. When they arrived, they didn't say, oh, now we are in rest. No, we have to give thanks to God. We arrived to Jerusalem. We enjoyed the heavenly life. We are in His presence. Therefore, the first 3 days to start, the last 3 days to thank. Sometimes when we want to do something, we pray, we fast, and so on. After we become successful, we said, oh, we are now, we arrived and enjoyed what we want in this life. But very important to start and at the end, also we thank God. Then at first, they stayed 3 days to give thanks to God. Then what he said, now on the fourth day, the silver and the gold and the articles were weighted in the house of our God by the hand of Mirmoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him, and so on. Then they, what they did, they said, oh, many, the king, the counselor, the many of the Jews, many of the heathen, they gave us gifts to the house of God. They gave it to the house of God. Verse 35, the children of those who had been carried away captive, who had come from the captivity offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls of all Israel. I mean, when they offered sacrifices or burnt offerings on their behalf or on behalf of all Israel, on whom? All Israel. 12 tribes. They said, oh, we never forget our brothers and sisters in captivity. When we pray on behalf of all mankind. When we make sacrifices, it is on behalf of all the people. When we are in the liturgy, the Mass, the Eucharist, it is on behalf of us, of all mankind. They make it or offer them on behalf of all Israel. At last, verse 36, the last verse, and they delivered the king's orders to the king, satraps, and the governors of the region beyond the river. So they gave support to the people and the house of God. At the end, after giving thanks to God, after bringing the gifts to the house, and after they make the sacrifices, burnt offerings to God, then they brought the orders and said, oh, the king grants us these orders. And then the ruler, governors, read it and said, oh, it's from the king, we will support it. This is just a brief idea how Ezra was with. I think Ezra is a model. How can we become second Ezra? Is it difficult or easy? Can you become one like Ezra or not?
How many of you want to be like Ezra? To lead these people out? Who raise your hand? A very few. These people of Nebera. Yes. Very good.
Then we have to like Ezra. First, man of the Bible. Second, a person who loves all the people. Third, he was supported with God himself on his way, not afraid of any enemy. He is man of thanksgiving when he arrived, and at last he enjoyed the new life in Jerusalem in the temple of God. Can we have the same idea or the same steps in our life? Man of Bible, that reading the Bible, enjoying the Word of God. Without the Bible, we can't start. Then we have to fast, pray, be supported with God. We feel He is our guide in our trip. And a man of thanksgiving and offering the sacrifices. And at last, we have to enjoy Jerusalem. I hope that we read chapter 8 from Ezra at any time today. Every person can read it.